That's your good morning call from all of us here at Rosie on the House. Good morning, Arizona. Thank you for tuning in to us, a listening Arizona Saturday morning tradition for over 25 years. We're in the garden this morning, as we always are the first hour of the program. If you've got a question about landscaping, irrigating, gardening, fertilizing, trimming, edging, now's your chance. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348.
We also have a special guest in studio with us today with all of the weed questions we've been getting. One of our newest members is Ray from Scottsdale Weed Control, so we asked him to join us in studio today as well. We're going to start off talking killing weeds, though, because for most of us, we probably haven't pre-emerged like we should have. Maybe I shouldn't speak for our listeners. Hopefully they're more up to date than I am.
We've been selling lots of
good.
It, so somebody's
good.
Doing
good.
It. But you know, the stuff that's already come up, though, it's too late for that. What you need to be pre-emerging for now is the especially spurge that's going to come up as the weather warms up. In fact, I already saw a little bit starting to poke its head through. So the pre-emergent you're putting on now is to control the weeds that are going to come this summer. The weeds you have now, if you would have pre-emerged in the fall or early winter, would have prevented that. And everybody thinks, well, we've had a pretty dry winter. Yeah, we had a very wet November and early December, and then we had some really nice warm weather that kind of incubated those seeds and got them popping. And then we had a pretty good rain a couple weeks ago. So we've had just enough, coupled with beautiful growing conditions. The weeds like this weather too. So they're popping up and going. The big problem is you want to control the stuff that has come up before it starts going to seed. And some of it is flowering, which means the next step is it goes to seed, which means then you have the potential for it to come back, if not this season, you know, next year or in the future. So the other problem is if you wait till weeds get big and then you do spray them or kill them, then you have a big dead weed that
a nice
requires
fire hazard.
requires you know, a fair amount of cleanup.
Flames.
You know,
flames.
That's an option.
Flames.
So, you know, you do have, you know, if you catch them while they're little enough and you just, you kill them and they kind of dry up and you don't even really have to do much to them. So control them while they're small. Use pre-emergent. You know, while they're little, you can mechanically remove them, hula hose, you know, whatever. So there's lots of ways to get rid of them while they're young and tender.
I just wanted to add, if you pre-emerge when they're little, don't mechanically move them.
Good point. Don't disturb the soil
right.
Once you've pre-emerged, or you break that barrier, I think is...
John, I still haven't forgiven your dad.
What do you do?
He
did a lot of things.
I mean, your dad and my dad were friends all through the 60s and 70s.
Oh, he introduced you to the hula hoe?
You know, your dad could have told my dad about pre-emergent.
That would have given you chores to do.
I was the hula hoe king of Paradise Valley, man.
You know, when in the
dad
in
the wasn't 70s, happy till it was whittled down to about 6 inches long, man.
In the 70s, even into the 80s and early 90s, we didn't sell a lot of pre-emergent because it wasn't easy to use. You know, it was either a big wettable powder, and you know, it was in a big package, and the directions were kind of agricultural. You know, so many pounds to the acre kind of thing. It wasn't until probably the 90s that we started getting really homeowner-friendly formulations of pre-emergence that were easy for people to use.
Well, I grew up with Harper's Nursery homeowner-friendly hula hose, baby.
Yeah, I bet. And blisters.
And blisters. Absolutely.
How many different types of weeds are there, Ray?
That's a good question. There's several different species of perennial weeds, and there's annual weeds. The easier controlled are annual weeds, which Harper will know that. The harder ones are perennials, Bermuda grass, nutsedge, things like that.
Well, what's a weed?
Anything undesirable. If you have an apple tree in your yard, you don't want it, it's a weed.
Yeah. So
interesting.
Everything potentially is a weed somewhere.
Yeah. So
for the sake of pollen control or things that are sticky or growing in between the lines at your concrete. How many different types do y'all treat?
Well, we treat them all. The concrete the problem with concrete, it's against label, right? You can't use it on the label on concrete. So there you can only use Roundup, things in that manner. But all the pre-emergent areas, gravel, grass, it'll cover all the weeds pretty much.
No. And you had mentioned not disturbing the soil. Is that just in a liquid application, or does that apply to granules too?
When
if
I'm
you're
saying
using the
don't disturb it is when we apply the pre-emergent, it's a nice barrier. If you have a hula hoe like Rosie's using, you're breaking up that barrier. It's a nice, clean, level barrier.
Do the removal before you apply the pre-emergent.
Well, actually, we don't even want the removal done. We want to see the weeds there, treat them, because if we have perennial weeds, we can kill them by the root.
Well, or if you don't want to spray.
Oh,
if you don't want to spray and you just want to use a pre-emergent, right, then remove the weeds first, then apply the pre-emergent.
Old-fashioned, okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah, well.
It'd save a buck, too.
I will get a phone call or an email.
Save more than a few bucks.
Cursing me out for suggesting we use weed killers today, I promise you.
So I know.
I have to cover all the bases.
Yeah, that's true.
So then you let them die, and you just have to look at them?
Well, most of them are, it's 98% water, the weeds. So you're... When it's starting to shrivel up, it'll just break down and go away.
That's why you do them when they're little.
If you do them when they're small, you really won't even have any mechanical measures to remove them. You'll gently just rake them out. So most of my customers, we recommend after we treat, you water. I ask everybody to water it in. Now, they're not going to water a half inch of water in like the label says, but they're going to get it off the top so that the UV ray is not breaking down the active ingredient, pendimethalin or whatever it is. On each different chemical, it's different, but we want the product watered off the top. The UV ray is not breaking it down, and there you're going to get more residual from it that way. So
just prior to the last rain on the way to the office, I saw Ray at a house and got out and waved at him, and he says, I don't have time to stalk, Rosie. One guy called in sick this morning. The rain's coming this afternoon. I think I got 17 orders today. So that's the perfect time, just before a nice little rainstorm.
Unfortunately, we had... What is it, an inch?
Yeah, it was a good rain.
Okay. Sometimes on that, I had to do some properties over.
Yeah. That was just too much water.
It was too much water at one time too quick. So, and what we want is a nice, slow, gentle rain. The winter rains are really nice. So October, November, December is we do a lot of pre-emergent on our HOAs. All the residentials we can do all year long because they can water it in and keep it off the top. It starts to break down by the UV ray immediately once the sun hits it. So if you can water it, just get it in that soil a little bit.
How long will it last if it's done properly, followed the label, you have the right amount of water applied to the top?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Read and follow all labels. I have to tell you that. If I don't tell you that, I'm going to be in big trouble with my wife because she's a stickler.
She enforces those?
Oh, she reads me.
The federal government.
If I ever, say I lose a label on a bottle, I call her. She pulls it up on the internet and right there. And I have to have all the labels in my trucks and everything I use. But sometimes they'll just fall off or blow away or whatever. So, yeah.
It is a violation of federal law to use any herbicide, pesticide in non-accordance with the labeling instructions.
But for your question.
It's a $25,000 fine.
Yeah. So if I got a bottle of Durazone and I didn't read it and they caught me not reading it when I was spraying it?
Well, no. You don't have to read it, but if you used it somewhere where you are not supposed to use it or on something you aren't supposed to use it on and somebody reported you or you caught it. We get people all the time. How do I get rid of this? How do I get rid of that? Well, there are certain things that might kill something, but if it's not on the label, then that's non-accordance, and that's fineable up to $25,000 and prison time.
Wow.
Yeah, and they have teeth.
They have teeth.
The people that oversee us and our business, and we're licensed contractors, so the people that oversee us, they do inspections annually. Now they're biannually, so we have hours that we have to keep up for all of our licenses, all our licensed employees, and... It's a very serious business.
I tell people that getting pre-emergent down is kind of like investing in your family because it frees up all your upcoming weekends.
It does. And we do the pros and cons of the having pre-emergent done or not having it done. One is aesthetically it keeps your lawn or your gravel area free of debris, fire hazard. That's one thing that we want to. Some areas we on some homes that are in the desert up north, we just spray around the perimeter about an 8 foot circumference around there. So we do that around the house. That'll keep the weeds from growing up and for fire hazard. That's the reason. But you asked me how long it lasts. It depends. Soil type, watering, how much water you're going to get. If we're going up north to Flagstaff, it doesn't last that long because we have a lot of annual rain, a lot of precipitation. Over here in the valley, 6 months up to a year. And all the labels will tell you 6 months unless you're using Shurgard. Shurgard will last a year, according to the label.
How much more does that cost?
It's expensive. So if we do 6 month warranties on all of our properties, if they want a 1 year, we'll have to, it'll be an additional cost to the price. But any company is going to do that. So, you know, companies come in and say, okay, this is the pre-emergent, but they don't tell you that there's a top kill cost. Our price is our price. That's it.
What's the hardest weed to kill? I have this, what they
call. Nutsedge.
Nutsedge is.
Nutsedge. We used to use Image, and now we've moved on to not Sedgehammer, but it was prior to Sedgehammer. It's a different. They're going up in the families now. Manage. Now it's Sedgehammer. Then there's another one we can use on it. But
yeah, there's a Monument now. Is Monument. The, kind of the new one. Yeah.
They're trying to. But I stick with the Sedgehammer. With there are certain key ingredients you can use with the Sedgehammer. I won't tell you what they are. Because it's been years and years of experimental trials and error. I have done lawns where I've done half with this and half with this. The lawns that I've tried with these, they're just certain things I've tried with my mix. And Mr. Harper will know this. The little fertilizers, things that you can use to open the stomate, to move it and translocate it to the nutlet. Because we're not trying to kill the top right away. We're trying to kill the nutlet, the rhizome. That's where all the storage is, and it's sending all that energy to the nutlet. So if you pull it, you're going to see eight come up. This is what we don't want. We don't want to see you pull it out. We want to translocate a material to the root system, and we're going to try to eradicate it.
Well, back in the day, the Lowell True, the county agent, used to say the best way to get rid of nutsedge is a for sale sign.
Move. That's not true. I have eradicated nutsedge.
No, back in the day, when there was really when the only solution was a little eyedropper of Roundup. Man, you know, that was it.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.